Snow now wide to the left along with Dawson. Dredge and Beamer in the backfield. Balance line in front for Nally. Nally hands off to Beamer. Off left tackle. Crosses the 15, the 10. Tries to dive for the 5, but he's brought down at the 7. Brought down at the 7, short of the first down by about a yard. Tackle made by Kyle Ross. Right now, Chillicothe's defense appears as though they're on their heels.
They're going to give him a first down on that play, Mark. Wow. I didn't think he got that far. But
not where the ball's marked at.
Yeah, anyway, it's a first and goal.
First and goal.
8-yard line.
Beamer and Dredge in the backfield. Nally, strong line to the left. Nally hands off to Beamer. Now he reverses it to Dawson. Dawson's at the 10. Sidesteps one defender at the 5 and is brought down at the 4 by Matt Schaefer and Kyle Ross.
Schaefer and Ross on the tackle. Second down.
Second and goal now for the Spoof Hounds at the 4-yard line of the Hornets. Chilligothe right now defending the south goal. 5 minutes, 5 seconds remain, third quarter. Maryville on top, 12-0. Now he hands off to Dredge. He's got one touchdown so far tonight, and he's brought down short of the goal line by Clampett and Hayden Major. He's brought down at the 1. So it's third and goal now for Maryville.
This is where we need the turnover play.
Kyle Ross comes in, being replaced by another defensive lineman. Nally under center this time. Takes a snap. Hand off to Dredge. Dredge goes in untouched. Goes in. He had a gaping big hole on the left side following Jackson Morrison's block. And Dredge scores his second rushing touchdown of the evening to make the score 18-0. Maryville on top of the Hornets. Last week against Kansas City St. Pius X, Trent Dredge had 18 carries for 114 yards, a 6-yard average, to lead the Spoof Hounds in rushing. And he's doing it here again tonight as Brody McMahon went out late in the first quarter with an injury. He's not been back in the game. Going for 2 is Nally. Nally throws over in the left flats. Lots of blockers in front for Dawson, who caught the ball, and it's no good. No good as Matt Schaefer and Kyle Ross were in on the tackle of Dawson. So the extra point attempts have been no good. That's a shining brightly for this Hornet defense, making it 18-0 over Chillicothe. Those extra points can become very important, Butch.
Yes, they can. And that kind of keeps Chillicothe in this game. It's not over with yet by any means. With 4:27 to go in the third quarter, Chillicothe trailing by a score of 18-0. And they kind of got their backs to the wall there, and now they need to get something to happen here on this possession.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too, Butch. If we pretty much have to score on this next
drive.
We're not going to get too many more possessions in this game. I mean, unless we force some turnovers against Maryville's offense, but they're not state champions for nothing. They know how to protect that football.
Yeah, they really do. This is a good football team, but I tell you what, Chillicothe's given them everything more than what they expected.
I agree.
And a couple of bad breaks for the Hornets, or this game would even be closer. But we're not out of it yet. But this is a really crucial possession here for the Chillicothe offense.
Glad you could join us right here on the home of the Hornets, KCHI, 1010 AM, and the new 102.5 FM in Chillicothe, Missouri.
I'm going to have a hard time remembering that.
Doing the kicking chores once again for the Maryville Spoof Hounds is number 58, Brandon Waybrew, a 6'5", 285-pound junior. He's got it teed up at the north 40-yard line. The lefty kicker kicks it off, and Hayward gets it and slips at the 5-yard line.
Oh, boy. Chillicothe's 95 yards away from that goal line. But
4:27 remains third quarter. Maryville 18, Chillicothe 0. With the ball sitting for the Hornet offense at their own 5-yard line, first and 10. Clampett comes jogging onto the field. Looks to be fine as he comes running out to his huddle. Cole Nichols now comes into the ball game at one of the offensive lineman positions. Maryville's already set on defense. Maryville appears to be very pumped up and salivating with the fact that they've got Chillicothe deep in their own end of the field. Long in the backfield along with Midget. Gillens flanked tight to the left. Pitch back goes to Midget. Midget crosses the 5, gets up to the 9-yard line before he's tackled by number 43, Tyler Coleman.
Midget did a nice job of making a cut there and picked up an extra yard or two. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 6. Ball just shy of the 10-yard line of the Hornets.
You know, that's one thing tonight. A lot of times on second down, Chillicothe's not had a lot of second and longs.
No, they haven't, and that's important.
Clampett comes up to the line. He's got a strong line to his left. He's got Long and Midget split in the backfield. Pitch back goes to Midget, running the same play again, and this time nothing doing as number 45, Chris Dugan, brings Midget down for no gain. I think I'd go away from that play there. Running on the short end of the field there, too. That kind of helps Maryville out when the sidelines is right there, too. All right, big third down. 3rd and 6 as Hayden Major goes wide to the right. Long and Midget are wide to the left. Shotgun formation for Clampett. Standing back at his own 2. Pressure, has to throw it. It's caught as Clampett was hit in the end zone, caught by Midget at the 9-yard line. No gain. So 4th down again for the Hornets, deep in their own end of the field.
Clampett did a nice job avoiding the safety there, getting rid of the football. Nice catch there by Midget, but it goes for no gain, but that could have been disastrous. As Chillicothe is going to be forced to punt here as they've got a 4th and 6.
Clampett has had very little time as this game's gone on to get anything going in the passing department as they've had he's 3 for 10 passing now, having not completed a pass since the first quarter. And a flag goes up in the air, Butch.
Got illegal participation. We had a player run out on the field to make a substitution, and you can't do that. So that'll be a half the distance penalty as it brings it back to the 5-yard line of the Hornets, and they're going to be a little further or closer to their own end zone.
Chillicothe's really racked up the penalties tonight, their most in any single game this year. Midget wide to the left. Alpern is standing in his end zone, getting ready to punt this ball away. Clean snap back to Alpern. He punts it away. High punt. That is fair caught at the 38-yard line by Beamer of Maryville. So Maryville will have a 1st and 10 at the Chillicothe 38-yard line, leading 18-0 over the host Chillicothe Hornets. We need a turnover, Butch.
Yep.
Right now I'm just kind of seeing body language out there by the Hornets. Just kind of a little down right now.
Yeah, they need something to kind of build the momentum back up.
Now he's on under center. Dredge is right behind him. Double wing formation of Beamer and Dawson. Now he hands off to Dawson. Dawson cuts it up around the left side of the line and gets down to the Hornet 34-yard line before he's brought down by Ross and Cole Nichols. Kyle Ross and Cole Nichols on the tackle. 1:35 remains third quarter. It'll bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Spoofhounds at the Hornet 34-yard line. Snow wide to the left. Double wing formation for Nally as he goes under center. Nally hands off quickly to Dredge, the fullback, fighting his way up through the gut of the Hornet defense. His forward progress gets him to the 31. Cole Nichols again in on the tackle along with Hayden Major.
Nice job that time of gang tackling by the Hornets. Got a third down as the ball rests at the 31-yard line of Chillicothe. Chillicothe's trailing by a score of 18-0. Got 52 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Nally under center, third and a long three for the Spoofhounds. Going back to pass, rolling to his left. Still looking, throws, it's caught. Caught and a first down picked up by number 15, Dredge, the fullback, out of the backfield. Kyle Ross on the tackle.
Nice job that time by caller Kyle Ross to get over and make that stop.
But
first down there for Maryville as they move the chains, and the ball's now at the 25-yard line of the Hornets. Once again, Chillicothe needs that turnover.
Snow wide to the left, along with Beamer. Dredge, lone setback. Now in motion out of the backfield is Dawson. Now he goes back to pass, rolling to his right this time. Caught by Dredge again at the 21 of the Hornets. Turns it upfield, 20, 15, and it's pushed out of bounds at the 11-yard line by Matt Schaefer of the Hornets. And another first down picked up by Maryville. They can still pick up another one at the 1-yard line of Chillicothe if they want to. Late in this third quarter, Maryville leads 18-0 as Nally takes the snap, hands off to Beamer. He has one rushing touchdown tonight, and now he has two as he goes in from 11 yards out and scores the fourth rushing touchdown of the evening for Maryville, making the score now 24-0, Maryville over Chillicothe with 12.7 seconds remaining in the third. Beamer has two rushing touchdowns and Dredge, the other two rushing touchdowns for Maryville. Nally and Maryville looking to go for two again. They've yet to convert on an extra point.
They're That's an illegal it. Pass. I can't
They're
do that.
Passing over to Dawson. Dawson throws into the back of the end zone, and it's caught by Beamer, or Dredge, actually. And they're going to count that two-point conversion, making the score 26-0.
That was two forward passes from my angle, but the coaches aren't upset, but it definitely looked like that the quarterback threw a forward pass and then a halfback threw a pass into the end zone, and that's it has to be a lateral. If you're going to throw two passes, the first one has to be a lateral.
I agree with you, Butch. He looked like he was about a yard in front of Nally
when
he passed that ball.
Yeah.
Coach Phil Willard is
he's
talking.
He's out there talking about it. It's definitely it's from this angle. Of course, we're not where we're straight with the yard markers, but it certainly looked to me like that was two forward passes. Yeah, the reason that's not legal, once you throw a forward pass and you forget the coverage and go play the receiver. But, oh, well.
Well, as we have this timeout reminds us to visit Woody's in Chillicothe and be wowed. Maryville kicking it off once again from the north 40-yard line as they lead it 26-0 with 12 seconds remaining third quarter. Low end-over-end kick that's taken on the bounce at the 8 by Midget. He's at the 10 of Chillicothe, the 15, the 20. Fighting with a vengeance. He's at the 25, the 30, the 35. Out to the 40 and brought down at the 42 by the kicker, Brendan Weybrew. But Midget is not given up in this game as he appeared as though he wanted to go all the way.
Well, and he was just the kicker away from going all the way. Yeah, he given Chillicothe great field position at the Hornet 42-yard line. That's the best field position they've had in this half.
First and 10 for the Hornets at their own 42-yard line as they make their way to the north end of the field with 4.8 seconds remaining in the third. Three wide receivers to the right. Dylan Gates is to the right hip of Clampett as he goes back to pass, throws incomplete, in and out of the hands of Midget or Bake Thomas, Walker Thomas, at the Hornet 45. John Schenkel on the coverage of Thomas. So Clampett continues to look for his first pass completion of the second half.
Well, now, wait a minute. They.
That's the end of the third quarter there, Butch.
That, it can't be, Mark, because it was an
incomplete pass.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
There was time left on the clock.
The referees are now looking over here to the press box, trying to put some more time on the clock. There is no wind really prevalent here. If there is any, it's blowing out of the north ever so slightly.
You know, that is so funny. When they were building a stadium, you thought during the daytime you'd come out here and the wind would just blow like crazy. And, of course, anybody that's played the Green Hills Golf Course know how the wind blows out there. And I always thought this we'd have a problem with wind, but we don't at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It still does blow at night, or during the day.
During the day, yeah, it does.
Track meets and everything, it plays havoc on those sprinters.
Well,
don't you think?
Well, late in the afternoon, it kind of dies down. So that's normally when they have the meets. But, yeah, you're right.
Because it comes out of the south in the spring, and they run north-south here in front. At least that's what my daughter says when she doesn't finish first.
Yeah, any port in the storm there is for an excuse. But.
Well, Butch, they've answered your wish and put 1.6 seconds back on the third quarter clock. Clampett's going to go under center, second and 10 for the Hornets. Fake the handoff, go back to pass, looking for his fourth completion of the night. He unloads it. Incomplete. The intended receiver was Alpern, racing down the west sidelines. And that will be the end of the third quarter with your score, Maryville 26 and Chillicothe 0. Let's take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.